Generally, when we think of Chodesh Elul, we think of a period of intense hachana for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. And certainly that's a correct association, a correct perspective. Within that perspective, the significance of Chodesh Elul lies in its proximity to Yom HaDin. If one imagined a system where there wasn't an annual Yom HaDin, so then Elul would lose its special status. Let's just very briefly, we'll be brief tonight, in Mitzvah Hashem. Try to understand a supplementary perspective in Chodesh Elul. Begin with a moshel from Hilchos Brachos. One in Brachos quotes a brisa, I think. What happens if in Birkas Kriyas Shema a person tonight, instead of beginning Asher B'dvarim Ma'ariv HaRavim, would have begun Yotze Or Avorei Choshech, but would have straightened himself out by the time he got to the end of the bracha, such that he concluded Hamariv HaRavim? So it says Hakol Holech Acha Hachisum. Everything is determined by the conclusion. Okay, so that's a halacha in Hilchos Brachos. Does it have an analog in other areas of halacha, of life, of existence? Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva quotes an extraordinary Kohelas Rabba. Va'amu Rabba Seinu Zal kol ha'osa mitzvah achas somuch lemisasa. If in the final moments of a person's life he's osuk b'mitzvah, domer shekiyem es kol ha'torah v'lo hayo chaser la'osa mitzvah. It's as if that was the one mitzvah that he was lacking, that was still outstanding in terms of his shleimus, in terms of his avoda. But hein l'tov, hein l'mutov, v'chol ha'osa avera achas somach l'misaso, dome ki'ilu bitel kol ha'tara. But even more pointedly, and the following, it goes without saying, is not my bikiyus. It's quoted. The Bnei Yisoscha has in his sefer Agra Dekala, in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar, he says, "Masha kosvu chachme ha'emes." The Mekubalim write that zmanim hamesugolim biyosel the tshuva mishor hazmanim. Every time is a time for tshuva. Every day, every moment is a time for tshuva. But the zman which is especially mesugol, especially conducive, hu besof eza zman hanoad. It's at the end of a time period. At the end of a unit of time, Tahainu Zman Mincha Li'itose Erev Duhu Sof Hayom. in the waning moments of every day. This is Zman HaMesugol L'Tshuva. Erev Shabbos Husof HaShavua. Erev Rosh Chodesh Yom Kippur Katan Husof HaChodesh. Erev Rosh Hashanah Sof HaShanah. So he proceeds to explain it in categories of Kabbalah which are difficult for us to relate to, so let's maybe try to process it more be'ofen of Nigla. When we speak of days, months, years, they're not just conventional, useful frames of reference, but halachically and metaphysically, they exist as units of time. A day, again, is not just a conventional frame of reference, but it's a chalos in halacha. It exists as a unit of time in halacha. You have to put on tefillin every day. The mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillah is once a day. The dates of the Yomim Tovim, Bechodesh Hashvi, Bechodesh Harishon, weeks, Shabbos, the cycle of Sheshes Yomei Masa and Shabbos. So all these units, they exist in halacha, but they also exist metaphysically. Same way space is something that exists. It's not just a category of thought. It's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Time also exists. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created time, he created time in these units. Time exists in units of days, of weeks, of months, of years. What the Chachmei HaEmes are telling us is that the optimal time to do tshuva is when a person is still in that moment. The optimal time for tshuva, for Yom HaChamishi, is when a person is still within that moment of Yom HaChamishi. L'chod she'hashana, the year consists of units of months. Chodesh Elul, as the final month of the year, is a Zman of Tshuva. It's the optimal time, and a time that's especially conducive, a time that's especially mesugal to being mesakeh in that year. Lu Yitzuya, you do a thought experiment. Lu Yitzuya, that again, Yom HaDin wasn't something annual. Yom HaDin was once a decade. Chodesh Elul would still have tremendous significance. As the final month of the year, not only as the last 30, 40 days before the Yemei HaDin V'Rachamim, but as the final month of the year, Chodesh Elul is a Zman of Tshuva. It's a Zman while still within that moment, within that year, to be Mesaken. person looks back over the preceding, at this point it's 11 plus months, I guess 12 plus months, the Ibiyot. It's virtually impossible to be completely satisfied with one's ben adam l'chavera. Was I impatient with other people? Was I short-tempered? Was I insensitive? It's hard to imagine that there are not going to be some yeses if a person poses and honestly responds to such questions. How was my davening this year? Now, it's true that it's a tremendous challenge for us to have and then sustain kavana. It's true. But how many times did I try my hardest to do that? My learning this year. Was there room for it to have been better, both on a quantitative as well as a qualitative level? And kahena v'kahena. And the Chodesh Elul is an extraordinary and extraordinarily wonderful opportunity that, as upsetting as the yeses are to those questions on the one hand, but it's an extraordinary opportunity to be mesaken, because the zman that's musugal, most musugal to tshuva, is the self hazman. Even independent of its proximity to Yom Hadin, the self hashana, and the closer we get to Rosh Hashanah, not to suggest that one should be complacent and not try to take advantage of every day of Elul. But the further we get into Elul, increasingly the more and more mesugal the time is, the days are, to not only salvage, but to correct, to rectify, to elevate the entire year.